You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Oil marketing companies announced ₹30.50 cut in commercial 19 kg LPG cylinders and 5 kg FTL free trade LPG cylinders are now cheaper by ₹7.50. With the price cut, the cost of 19 kg commercial cylinder in Delhi is now ₹1,764.50 starting April 1st. Similarly, the price of 5 kg FTL cylinder has been reduced by ₹7.50. This reduction comes after oil marketing companies announced a hike in the prices of commercial liquefied petroleum gas cylinders on March 1st, amidst fluctuation in fuel costs and market dynamics. While the specific reasons for the price decrease remains undisclosed, factors such as changes in international oil prices, shifts in taxation policies, and supply-demand dynamics are likely contributors. Meanwhile, the credit quality outlook for fiscal 2025 remains positive, with upgrades continuing to outpace downgrades, said a report by CRISIL Ratings this week. This, it added, was driven by domestic demand, low corporate debt levels, and tailwind from the ongoing infrastructure build-out. The CRISIL Ratings Credit Quality Framework for the Corporate and Infrastructure Sectors, the COIN framework, provided credit quality outlook for FY25 on 38 sectors that accounted for 72% of the rated debt. The CRISIL Ratings credit ratio moderated in the second half of fiscal 2024 but remained elevated at 1.79 times compared with 1.91 times in the first half. In all, there were 409 upgrades and 228 downgrades in the last fiscal year. On to industry. India's largest power generating company, NTPC, or National Thermal Power Corporation, has clocked 55% growth in coal dispatches along with 50% expansion in output across all mines in FY24 as compared to last year. The company also recorded an all-time high annual electricity generation of 422 billion units in the fiscal year. As per the company statement, the company dispatched 24.15 million metric ton coal. Meanwhile, the coal production stood at 34.88 MMT with a growth of around 50% by March 31, 2024. To achieve sustained growth in coal production, NTPC has also implemented a range of strategies and technologies, the statement added. In some more industry news, Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail has been quietly shoring up the retail presence of Reebok, the sportswear brand whose distribution right it acquired in December 2021 for India and Southeast Asian countries from the Authentic Brands Group, Reebok's new owner. While the deal has helped ABFR to mark its presence in India's ₹20,000 crore organized sports footwear market, which has big names such as Puma, Adidas, Nike, ASICS, Skechers and Decathlon lording over it. Aditya Birla Group has big plans for the brand. The sports footwear is growing at around 10% per annum. Analysts and retail experts see ABFRL taking a leaf out of rival Metro Brands' strategy to grow its footwear business in the country. On to market, fueled to improved market sentiments and robust underlying demand. Fundraising by issuing shares, units to institutional investors soared to ₹78,000 crore in 2023-24, a more than sevenfold surge year-on-year. The 2024-25 fiscal is expected to be very robust as companies will continue to garner capital for capex post-election results. In an unprecedented era of economic development aided by pro-business reforms and macroeconomic stability, India is set to become the third largest economy globally by 2027 and will continue to see strong flows. QIP is designed for the listed firms and investment trusts, which allows them to mobilize funds quickly from institutional investors without the need to submit any pre-issue filings to market regulators. Moving on, the government has launched the MyCGHS app for iOS to provide central government health scheme beneficiaries access to electronic health records, information and resources. According to Health Ministry, the app facilitates a wide range of services including booking and cancellation of online appointments, accessing reports from CGHS labs, checking medical reimbursement claim status and locating nearby wellness centers and empaneled hospitals, labs and dental units among others. The app was launched on Wednesday, an official statement said. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra said the app is an essential leap for CGHS in the realm of healthcare services. According to officials, the app features security features like two-factor authentication and functionality of MPIN, ensuring the confidentiality and integrity of users' data. Lastly, the auto sector. Toyota launched its most affordable vehicle in the Indian market, the Urban Cruiser Tazer, starting at ₹7.74 lakh ex-showroom. The Toyota Coupe SUV is at least Rs 22,000 more expensive than the Maruti Suzuki Fronx. The bookings for the Tazer have already begun and deliveries will begin in May. The Tazer's design is the same as the Maruti Suzuki Fronx. It gets thick chrome bar on the front fascia, but the Toyota Coupe SUV gets a new honeycomb grille. It sports the split headlight design and gets twin horizontal LED DRLs, unlike the Fronx's three-pronged ones. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.